Marks has done what few running backs, rookie running backs have done over the last few years, and that is start the season as the presumptive, or at least over the summer, as the presumptive number three running back, and work his way pretty quickly in a matter of, you could argue, 7, 8 weeks, to becoming the number one running back in that backfield. It's more confusing than that, obviously, and I'll get to that for a few minutes. But it is a testament, on the one hand, to Mark's ability to produce great plays in games that show he is better than Nick Chubb at this stage of Chubb's career. Chubb is 29, almost 30, basically a shell of his former self. And he was, in his day, one of the greats, in my opinion, in terms of his efficiency, often leading teams that were not great offensively, but he still got it done. These days, he is still, at times, good, but he's not great. And Houston is looking to Marks, clearly. I mean, he's had five straight games with 10-plus carries. Marks, the rookie, looks like someone who can carry the load. Now, that leaves Joe Mixon. Mixon was expected to return at some point. Over the summer, it was made apparent that he'd start on injured reserve. But people drafted him with the expectation that when he returns, he would probably reclaim the starting job. I mean, Mixon has been the starter in the NFL ever since he got to the NFL. And there's no sign that he has slowed to the point where he doesn't deserve to get it back. Mixon has never been a very efficient runner for his entire career. He's averaged 4.1 yards per carry or less, except in 2018. That was the one exception. But he's a workhorse. I mean, that's what he's known for. And so the expectation was you would get Mixon back and he would, lead the backfield, even if he wasn't a bell cow getting 300, or close to 300 touches. I think he's hit 300 once in his career, twice in his career. Maybe more, actually, now that I think about it. It's probably three or four times if you count the playoffs. He's done it a number of times, but maybe he would be a step back from that with Chubb, with Marks. But still, the expectation was that Mixon eventually would come back and take over. Yesterday, Ian Rappaport reported that Mixon's probably not coming back, that he's expected to miss the rest of the season. And in response, Mixon posted on social media that, that's news to him, essentially. Now, who knows what's going to happen? It's all speculative at this point. The Texans are really in the playoff hunt at 6-5. They are, once CJ Stroud comes back, there is the potential that this offense could get to the next level. Davis Mills has done a terrific job as a spot starter. Stroud has the upside to elevate this offense if he's playing anywhere close to what we saw in his rookie campaign. This defense is number one in the league in points against, in terms of defense. They're giving up the fewest QB fantasy points per game. This is a team built to be a team that others do not want to face in the first round of the playoffs. That Houston's defense as an elite defense could be scary. And a strong backfield, a reliable backfield, seems to be the one thing that could anchor this offense even more than a productive spread the ball as it's becoming with Christian Kirk now healthy and Jaden Higgins stepping up to rookie. What's needed is a reliable backfield. And this is where it gets into the fantasy side of it. Nick Chubb is not reliable. He is decent for what he is, but he's not necessarily reliable. He missed on some short yardage conversion opportunities last night that normally wouldn't happen in Chubb's heyday. Woody Marks was terrific, but he's still only averaging, and this is surprising maybe to some, 3.6 yards per carry. That is not good. That's not something that inspires confidence. But he still looks good, and he's good through the air, although he's underutilized through the air most games. But Marx has the potential to build on that and become a great running back. The question becomes, does Houston believe that Marx and Chubb combined are enough to carry this backfield the rest of the way? Because this is a team that looks like they're making a strong push to reach the playoffs. And if Marx is averaging 3.6 yards per carry and Chubb isn't doing much better, then aren't they better off trying to get Joe Mixon back, even if it means paying him, because then they have to pay him per game bonuses and salary and all that stuff. If Mixon is healthy enough down the stretch, it changes everything, because then the expectation of being able to start Marx every week goes out the window. The expectation that in very deep leagues you can sneak in Nick Chubb and hope you get a score goes totally out the window. And the expectation of having stashing Joe Mixon and that when he returns, he's, you know, a starting fantasy option also goes out the window. It really is a little bit of chaos right now. And I say a little bit because, if you believe Rappaport and his sources, Mixon's done. But if you believe Mixon and Mixon's agent, not so fast. This is the case where managers need to pay very close attention, as I know most of you are, and not taking for granted the fact that Marx has the backfield locked up as the number one. There is still that chance that Mixon comes back. We'll probably know more. This will clear up in the next week or two. And there is still a chance that Marx, until or unless he builds up that efficiency and shows that he can be a starter caliber running back, not just in the sense of reps, but also in the sense of building on that 3.6 yards per carry and breaking more tackles. He's been pretty poor on that, or lukewarm on that, I should say. He's averaging only 1.7 yards after first contact, which is very low. And 1.8 yards before first contact, which is also very low. Some of that not his fault. I mean, you could blame, you know, the offensive line, but the point is, Marx is still developing. And so the Texans have to decide, are they willing to be patient with Marx as he develops? Or do they think Nick Chubb will step up again and be a reliable enough option to co-lead this backfield? Or do they need something else? Because the better they get, the more playoff bound they look, the higher the stakes, and the more likely it is that Mixon, if he's healthy enough, would return. This is BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you more.